From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Cancel. We're playing this week with Kerry O'Connor, P.J. O'Rourke, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Penelope Bartel in Boulder, Colorado.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Boulder?
They're pretty well.
They are pretty great. What do you do there?
I am a stay-at-home mom.
You are?
Yes. My daughter is almost 7 months old.
Oh, how's it going?
It's great. It's way better than working.
Oh, yes. Really? That is not a universal opinion.
Oh, I think it is.
Yeah, I had a boss that slept. I've got three kids that never have.
Exactly. Penelope, it is very nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Penelope's topic?
Fame. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to learn how to fly. Hi.
Who knew? Who knew they remade that movie with Rex Harrison? So exciting. Andy Warhol accurately predicted that we'd all be famous for 15 minutes. He probably did not anticipate, though, that some of us would want that 15 minutes back. We heard a story this week about someone's lust for publicity backfiring. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about people who have come to regret their big close-up. Choose that real story. You will win our prize, Carl's voice on their home answering machine.
All right.
You ready to go?
I am.
First, let's hear from P.J. O'Rourke.
You know, Peter, I'm sorry. This bluff is a bluff. Americans will do anything to get famous, and they don't care what happens next. It's worth it. No price is too high to pay for fame. Three words, Anna Nicole Smith. You know, not all societies are like this. There's a story in the New National Geographic about archaeological research in Greece, and it indicates that the ancient Spartans had a ritual. Every year, a vote was cast to determine the best known person in Sparta. And the Spartans didn't consider this a good thing, that one Spartan should be more famous than another. And whoever got the most votes was thrown into a pit of wolves. It was like American Idol, except with a better soundtrack.
So, a revelation from ancient Sparta that becoming famous was not a good thing there. Your next story of fame not working out so well for someone comes from Charlie Pierce.
Sometimes perfect is the worst thing that can happen to you. Barney Bansky of Pulaski, Wisconsin, has been bowling for over 30 years. 2 weeks ago, Barney rang up the first 300, a perfect game of his career. Overcome with emotion, Barney collapsed as soon as the last pin fell. Being Americans, his friends promptly alerted the local media, and Barney's feat made the local 11 o'clock news. Barney was rushed to La Follette Memorial Hospital, where he was kept overnight for observation, during which, in the course of some routine blood work, it was revealed that Barney had tested positive for human growth hormone, the performance enhancer du jour in professional sports. Confronted the next morning, Barney confessed that he'd been using HGH to improve his golf game. "I just wanted 30 more yards off the tee," lamented Barney, who has been suspended from the Pulaski Wednesday Night League and whose perfect game is under investigation by the State Bowling Authority. The follow-up story on the local news wasn't pretty either.
A perfect bowler in Wisconsin getting busted for juicing. Your last story of a not-so-great notoriety comes from Kerry O'Connor.
Daddy's little girl got a tiara. Daddy's little girl got a BMW. And she got a helicopter ride, a glittery party, a shopping spree, and a cute little top hat for her cute little dog, and a spot on MTV's My Super Sweet 16 reality show. Oops. Daddy's little girl also got Daddy the renewed attention of irate investors, Arizona State securities regulators, and a county Supreme Court. Oil man Gary Milby's lavish party for his daughter Ariel was, no doubt, a hit. But the big hit may come later. Officials in Arizona say Milby has yet to pay $1.3 million for charges related to fraudulent promotion of oil and gas investments. That's like 3,000 Coach bags.
Wow, these are hard.
They are hard. Let me review them for you. From P.J. O'Rourke, the story how of an ancient Sparta, the most famous person in their society, was regularly thrown to the wolves, quite literally, not just, you know, being put on Larry King, but real wolves. From Charlie Pierce, a guy in Wisconsin who bowls a 300 game and in the Rizzling Hoo-Ha is discovered to have been juicing, taking HGH. And from Kerry O'Connor, the story of a guy who put his daughter on MTV's Super Sweet 16 with all the glitz and glory, only to bring himself to the attention of people to whom he owed a lot of money. Which of these is the real story of some unwise publicity?
I'm going to go with option C.
Option C, Kerry's story, why?
Yes. Why? It sounds most realistic, I guess.
Well, we bring you sort of some of the publicity. Listen to this.
I'm Ariel from Campbellsville, Kentucky. My dad owns his own oil company, and he has oil wells all over the world. I love oil. Oil means shoes and cars and purses.
That was Ariel Milby celebrating her 16th birthday.
My God, the Spartans had the right idea.
Yeah, that wasn't a... That wasn't a bluff I was doing. That was a suggestion.
She was celebrating her 16th birthday in MTV's My Super Sweet 16, much to the chagrin of those who are now suing her father. Congratulations, you got it right, Penelope.
Thank you.
Well
very
done.
Much. My daughter's name is Ariel, so she will never be on that show ever.
Your daughter's name is Ariel?
It is.
Are you considering changing it now?
That's a possibility.
I know. It's a little shocking.
Let's go with Sue.
You earned a point
thank
for Kerry.
You,
you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Yay! Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for playing with us today.
It was fun.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. You come on like a dream. Beaches and green.